The bye week probably came at a good time. Just what was kind of the main focus and then the focus heading into this game week now?
Yeah, bye week was good. It did come at a good time. We got some guys banged up, got them guys to get healed up. You know, just get a mental break, you know, from the college football. Got to sit back and watch some games. So it was all good, man. And just now we're in the thick of it now. So we're now going to a stretch, going into a lot of conference play. So, man, we're ready to rock and roll.
Jerome, what are the challenges of this LSU defense? Been pretty aggressive and creating some turnovers and some forced fumbles. I know they're pretty decent up front. What have you seen on film?
Yeah, on film, man, they're big, long guys, you know. They play really hard. You know, the latest game they just played, Auburn, they were down, you know, really late, and they came, fought back, and they came back and ended up winning that game. So, man, they play really hard, extremely hard. They're big up front, really smart in the back end. So, man, it's going to be a huge challenge for us, especially on the road, especially going to their place, man. It's going to be tough, but, man, we got to come and accept the challenge.
You know, they obviously call it Death Valley, but how has this season especially kind of prepared you for those more intense environments?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a challenge. You know, they have passionate fans, very similar to ours. So it's going to be loud regardless of kickoff time. So honestly excited. The whole team excited to go down there. A lot of guys, a lot of us first time going. So that's going to be exciting. We're just ready to rock and roll, ready to get back and start playing again. You know, bye week was good, but, man, we're ready to start playing football again.
Jerome, considering the opponent, the Florida game is probably your guys' best game running the football, you know, 200-plus, 5 yards a carry. What was clicking? What was going right that day that you guys can learn from?
I would say for up front, just being able to move those guys, you know, getting on double teams, being able to recreate a lot of scrimmage, open up scenes for Jabari and Jay Wright and those guys to hit it, and they did, as well as Hendon being able. We had some quarterback design runs, and, man, we block it up right, get the hats on hats, man. And, man, he's a great player, an electric player, so him with the ball in his hands helps us out a lot too. So and even time when he rolls out and gets out, so, man, he's a great player, so he helps us out a lot in the run game as well.
Jerome, a lot of coaches talk about, hey, we need 6, 7, 8 offensive linemen, but you guys have been rolling with the same 5 for a while. How big of a difference does it make to have that continuity?
Oh, it's great. And you build it in the offseason. You know, you build it not necessarily on the field, but off the field. You know, returning 4 of us, coming back, and add Mincy. It's been great. Just, you know, bringing in Mincy, bringing in and just even the other guys as well, just, man, just – really getting close and really getting tight with our guys. And as well as, man, when we go to work, man, we're going to work as a group, as a unit, especially in this offense. We have to be able to communicate at a fast pace. And, man, and when everybody's playing together in one, man, we're clicking and we're rolling. So it's been great.
Jerome, I know you said irregardless when the time of the game is, but you guys practice in the morning. So you're on the practice field around 8 and up at it early. To play early, I mean, is this kind of just routine for you guys to be able to play at 11 and practice Monday through Friday at around 8:30 to 9?
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. I think we're definitely prepared for it. Me personally, I love noon games. You know, love getting as soon as you wake up, you know, pregame meal, get ready to roll to the stadium and get it on. So I think it's going to be a great challenge for us because those guys will be ready too. And then, like I said, they're a good football team. So we have to come and be able to play. We can't, you know, sleepwalk it out there. So it's going to be a big challenge for us.
I didn't see much of it last season, but this season it seems like the offensive linemen are enjoying touchdowns more than ever before. What's the difference this season that makes, especially guys like Spraggins and Mincy, go up to the crowd and celebrate so much?
You know, playing this offense is fun, and the scoring touchdowns are hard. You know, man, those guys are good trying to stop us. So, man, anytime you get the chance to get your guys in the end zone, man, it's great. And so, man, our coaches emphasize, man, go celebrate with your guys, you know, enjoy it, man. This game is hard. This is a hard game, man. It's a, you know, a battle of highs and lows. And so whenever you get a chance to go score, you know, it's still a game, man. Go have fun. Go celebrate with our guys. And I think that's what we enjoy doing. And so we love those guys, too. Just seeing them score, man, it's amazing. So,
Jerome, you mentioned it's going to be the first time in Baton Rouge for some of you guys. How important is that for student-athletes when, you know, in the football schedule now, you don't see some teams in the league? I know that'll probably change in the future, but how much do you guys cherish these new venues you get to go to?
I think it's awesome. You know, me growing up as a kid, I love watching SEC football. That's all I watched. And so, you know, you see these things on TV, you see it, and you actually go get to do it now. as a player, it's amazing. You know, a little bit about me, like my whole family's from Louisiana, so it's gonna be. I'm excited to go down there and see my fam and just play in that stadium. You know, as well as for the young guys. You know, young guys get to check this off the, you know, say the list of stadiums they've been to, and that's amazing. You know. It's a great conference, and you go against great players, and man, these programs that we play at and play against, man, they're big programs, and it's just some lifelong things that you can always remember and just tell your kids and all your, you know, families and friends that you played there and show them. So it's amazing.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.